are listening to the Tableau Podcast.
Welcome to the Tableau Podcast, the leading voice on everything except music commentary. Today we have my manager, Eddie Nam, in the building with me to just be a friend. I gave him a hat. If you're watching this on YouTube, he's wearing a Stanford business hat. I got it from some Stanford business, like Stanford MBAs. I gave them a talk. Like, they came to Korea and they wanted to like hear about like the media and also like just what's going on with the world here. And I gave them like a talk. And so I gave them knowledge and experience, and they gave me that hat.
It's a great hat.
Yeah. They gave me that hat. Like, what am I supposed to do? Wear it?
Can I keep this?
Like, imagine me walking around with a Stanford business hat. Okay. Like, it's just, it's not even like an acceptable flex. Like, people will just look at me and be like, what a douchebag. Okay, we know.
Yeah.
We get it, dude. We get it. You can have it.
All right, I'm going to keep it.
All right.
Feels good.
Yeah. So today we're going to talk about time travel and alternate universes, obviously. Because that's what we do here. Time travel. Do you believe in it? Do you believe it's ever going to be possible?
No, I do not.
Okay. We're done. Shortest podcast episode ever.
I actually had a… my best friend from middle school. This is a true story.
What's his name? Or do you want to keep that classified?
Vladimir.
Okay, Vladimir. Your best friend Vladimir.
Yes, he and I were, you know, we met at a time where we're just kids doing kid things, playing Halo and, you know, doing sleepovers and not very much serious discussion.
Okay.
But the moment we went to high school and things became a little bit more serious, it's when we realized that we're two very completely different people. You know, he took the AP physics exam in ninth grade and got a 5. And we, like, there were no advanced courses at that age, right? So he's just a genius when it comes to all of this physics type of stuff. While, you know, I was trying to skip class and…
and be a jock.
Yeah, exactly. So it just… it wasn't going to work out. But I remember the specific conversation that really…
like divided you guys and like caused a schism.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it was about time travel.
What was the discussion?
He was telling me that time travel is possible but not in the context of which we know it. Like,
okay,
Back to the Future.
Go on.
Right? And he was saying that like something about… if you're in like a space pod revolving around the Earth.
Yes. Okay. Go on.
Oh my God, my heart just dropped.
Go on.
Yeah, something about if this thing is revolving around the Earth, right? And like time is going as is. Like, okay, that's where it stops. Like, I just don't know anything beyond that.
Dude,
but why don't you just finish that?
Can I get Vladimir's like email? Because like, I think he and I could be really good friends.
Really?
Yeah, like he makes a lot of sense. So it's basically like… so he's talking about like… he's talking about science. Okay? That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be… like, I don't want to comment about this and like… out that I'm an idiot.
Exactly. That's okay? Why I was just going to stop there.
Okay. I think what he's talking about is like something with like… you know, like… the theory of relativity and stuff like that. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. But… well, I also believe in time travel, but not in the orthodox or like traditional way that it's been portrayed in the media with Back to the Future, right? Where like you go back to a certain time and you do something and like a butterfly effect happens and things change. Like you know, you come back to the present and all of a sudden your you know, friend has like 3 years, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't believe in that, but I do believe… I actually believe that time travel is actually just alternate universes. Is all I'm going to say. Because that's like the extent of my scientific knowledge about this.
So you believe in what he was saying?
Yeah, I do believe it.
And it's something about if you're revolving around the earth at a certain
speed.
No, I think
what he was probably trying to say is that like if you bend time, right? Like if you… So if you think of time as a sheet of paper, mm-hmm. right? And then you bend it. You bend the sheet of paper, right?
Okay.
And then you fold it out again. You are in a different… I think that's what he's talking about. But I don't want to go deep into this because I can totally see that you have no idea what the hell I'm talking about. And also, I don't even know what I'm talking about, right? Okay. Well, time travel. So regardless of whether or not it exists, what would you do if it did exist? If there was a machine that could teleport you to a different time, where would you go? Like when would you go and what would you do?
Are you talking about deep in history or in my own life? If I could take myself back to Eddie as a toddler.
Whatever. You know, a lot of people say like they would go back to like… You know, the big question is if there was time travel, would you go back to when Hitler was a baby?
Mm-hmm.
And you know… Or would you not do that because it's still a baby?
Right.
Right? That's the big question. And that's why in Deadpool 2… if you've seen that movie.
I've seen the first one.
Okay. At the very end, Deadpool has time travel. Spoiler alert. Okay. Has time travel and goes to a hospital and literally kills baby Hitler.
Hmm.
Right?
That seems agreeable.
What would you do? Would you kill Hitler?
Yeah.
But it's a baby though. It's like a tiny baby.
Well, if history is going to play itself out, then yes, I would gladly just pick him up and toss him.
Out the window.
Yeah.
Okay, I love how you're just casually talking about throwing a baby out the window.
Hey, it's a very bad baby.
That is. It's a pretty bad baby.
Yeah, you know, I have thought about that, but it's a lot of pressure. Of course, you can undo a lot of evil that's been done. And I think that's just a separate conversation because if that's the case, then yes, I think I would pinpoint it and do as much good as I can. If I'm talking in the context of my life, I used to play around with that a lot in my 20s. I still am 20. I'm 29 actually. I guess my early 20s.
Dude, are you okay?
I was like, I remember thinking, if I just studied the SATs a little bit more… I could have done this or that, but these life experiences brought me to this moment, and we're going to Coachella, baby!
Yes, we are. We are. Yes, Epica is going, but
I have no regrets.
I don't feel like you're Eddie. I feel like you walked out of like another like universe. It's like an alternate universe, Eddie, because you seem really weird and lost, dude. Like you. This isn't the Eddie that I know.
It's because I'm thinking about a lot of different things.
And you're like confused, right?
Yes, I've confused myself. This is not a topic that either of us are knowledgeable enough to be having a discussion about.
Hey, don't group me into this, okay?
You said yes and you couldn't elaborate.
I am knowledgeable enough to sound like I do know what I'm talking about, okay? Here's the thing. I've thought about time travel a lot. And here's the big biggie. The reason why time travel is so popular, like in the media, like in literature, you know, like H.G. Wells, like Time Machine, like, you know, just stuff like that. Like the reason why it's so popular is that people want to change their past, right? And also people want to alleviate some of their fear about the future. It's a very human thing to be obsessed with time travel. Because the past is something that we can't change. It's the only thing that we can't change really. And the future is the only thing that we can't know. Right? And these two things scare us so much. And also a lot of our sadness originates from either things that happened in the past or things that we fear will happen in the future. So it's very comforting to daydream about time travel and alternate universes being possible because it's sort of healing in a way, right? Where you know, you imagine going back to a certain period of your life and not making that decision that, you know, hurt you, or not meeting somebody that hurt you, or, you know, or that one time you were at a coffee shop and you were debating whether or not to like get her number and you kind of wish you did, you know, that kind of thing. And that's why time travel is like, it's not a technological or like a very techie desire. What I'm saying, it's human. It's almost biological and psychological. The reason why we are attracted to it. Case in point, if you look at some of the stuff like in films, they go back and they are trying to undo some kind of personal pain, right? In a lot of these movies. And I thought about it, and I've thought about going back to a certain period of my life to undo things, but also you would have to deal with some of the like crappy stuff. Like, for example, let's say somebody was born in like the 50s. Okay. Some like grandfather or grandmother wants to go back to like the 40s or 50s, right? Mm-hmm. To change something. So they go back there and all of a sudden they don't have the benefits of like modern medicine, right?
Yeah.
Like they suddenly get a toothache or like, or, you know, hemorrhoids or something.
Right.
And they don't have that preparation, whatever. Like they don't have, I don't know what that medicine is called, but like they, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they don't have like
Vaseline.
Yeah. And it's like, it's going to hurt them physically. Or like, let's say you go back to like 15 years ago and you no longer have your smartphone, right? Or your iPhone, and you're like totally lost because you obviously can't do anything without having a phone in your hand.
Yeah, right.
So, you know what I mean? Like, so you have to really figure that in when you think about time travel.
Sure. I mean, this is assuming that you go back and you know what you know now.
Yeah. Yes. And that's the thing. It's like, there was that movie, you know, like Midnight in Paris. Okay. Like, he goes back and realizes that there's no Novocaine, right? And that's the moment that he realizes that going back to the past is not necessarily a good thing, right? Because there's no Novocaine, right? You would go to the dentist and you would die from pain, right? Mm. And just stuff like that.
So yeah, assuming you go back in this time machine, you can't, you know, fill your pockets with Advil.
Yeah.
And Motrin.
Yeah. I mean, you know, at the onset of this podcast, we were like, hey, let's talk about time travel and alternate universes. And we started and immediately realized that we don't know anything about this to really like have a fleshed out conversation.
Yeah.
What
are
your favorite time travel movies?
I mean…
Back to the Future.
I haven't even seen obviously. Back to the Future, but…
You've never seen Back to the Future?
I think I've seen the first one. I just remember like the moment where his mom is hitting on him and I was like, this ain't for me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's… See, that's the tricky thing with time travel, man.
Yeah.
You go back in time and the people that like… are family to you and gave birth to you don't know that. And some questionable things happen. Like that's… Yeah. Actually, that's a good point because when I was watching Back to the Future 1, because like older people were telling me you should see it,
mm-hmm.
I saw it and like that part really was hard for me to watch. I was like, wait, so his mom is like in love with him? Huh?
I don't like that.
And his mom doesn't remember him later in her life when she gives birth to… this guy that she had a crush on, and like she gives birth to a kid that looks exactly like the guy she had a crush on.
Yeah.
In high school. It just, you don't remember that?
It's pretty gross.
And also, while we're on the subject of time travel, Avengers Endgame,
yeah,
you know, was a pretty recent like pop culture sensation that was, you know, basically founded upon time travel, right?
Right.
That whole Endgame thing was about time travel. And at the end, when Captain America, like when Steve Rogers goes back in time and decides to, like, you know, have his last dance and, like, live happily ever after with Agent Carter, right? When he goes back there, you know, a lot of people were like, oh, he finally, you know, got that dance. Oh, he's finally settling down, you know? But what I was thinking when that scene came out, I was like, but wait. He like made out with her niece. In Civil War, he made out with Agent Carter's niece. Right? So how does that work out?
Yeah.
You didn't think this? That's the first thing I thought. I was like, but wait. How?
Are you trying to go down the road of incest right now?
What? No, I'm just mentioning what happened in these films.
Okay.
What?
Sure.
I for sure never imagined the day would come where that word would appear on my podcast. Because, I mean, that's a conversation killer right there.
It is.
What were you trying to say with that?
Because I was thinking about these things, like, remember when Luke Skywalker, like, makes out with his sister, Leia?
Okay.
Princess Leia?
Yeah.
I don't approve of that.
Of course. That part weirded me out too, right? When they realized that they were actually brother and sister.
Yeah.
I thought that maybe there should be a moment or a scene where the two of them are a little more troubled by this.
Right. Acknowledge that was gross.
Yeah. Like, oh my God. Like, alone in their own quarters. Like, oh, but I kissed that guy.
Yeah.
Like, I kissed my brother. Like, I kissed my sister. Like, I wanted a moment where, like, it was clarified.
Some closure.
Yeah, some closure to this. But it just, like, they didn't really… They skipped over it. Right? Yeah, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, we didn't know.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's like, whatever. I thought that was weird. But I think what's weirder is that… I wanted this conversation to be about time travel. But you made a hard left. And you're taking this down a path that I'm not comfortable with. Is that what you want to talk about today?
We talked about Back to the Future.
Yeah.
We don't approve of mother-son relationships.
Well, I was,
okay?
Okay, but then I was trying… Of course we don't approve of that. Like, Eddie, I was just trying to point out like how time travel is tricky.
Yes.
Even in storytelling, because like… You have to work out some of these, like, you know, quirks, right?
Some challenges.
Some challenges. But you're taking this down a much darker path.
Let's stay on track then.
Okay? I don't think it's even possible.
Enough is enough.
Okay, it's even possible at this point.
Yeah.
Let me reiterate. I actually don't even know why I have to reiterate. But, like, I mean, obviously, clearly, no need to mention… We're not down with incest. Like…
Two thumbs down for incest.
Not cool. Okay? Not cool. It ain't it. Okay?
Yeah. It ain't it, dog.
It ain't it.
And I think that's really important to clarify. Because Game of Thrones… You know, one of the biggest love story lines is like between the brother and sister.
What?
Yeah. The Jamie
Eddie,
and the Queen.
Can we stop? This was about time travel and alternate universe. You keep bringing in examples that have nothing… My examples were about time travel. It just happened to somehow be related to this not so cool topic.
I felt like you were leading me down a hallway. And then you open up the door and you say, we got to explore this topic of incest. Let's walk into this room.
Okay, what about Game of Thrones? So what happened?
One of the biggest storylines… Through like whatever 8 seasons happened was between like the queen and her brother being in love. Secretly, some people know it. And you know, it's totally frowned upon, but they really they
really, it ain't
yo,
it.
Yo, they really
not cool.
They really love each other, right? So you're like, you're supposed to feel conflicted, but I want to reiterate, it is still not okay. Don't fall into the narrative, the storyline, okay? Just because…
Okay, the fact that we even have to say it's not cool is not cool. Okay, like I am really uncomfortable here.
All right, let's move on.
Eddie,
if
like,
Eddie could travel back in time and not bring up…
yeah, I want to go back…
Bring
like,
it up.
A few minutes.
All right, let's move on.
I can't believe you try to take us down that dark path.
I'm just saying, that show was so popular. I'm sure there were some sympathizers for their love story. And I'm here to tell you…
Well, if there were, I'm going to throw out an unpopular opinion. Incest sucks.
Yeah. Incest
not
sucks.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Honestly, get there. You know how many dating apps there are these days? Come
what,
on.
Why do we even just, have to keep going there?
Okay, okay.
Eddie, just stop.
Let's move on.
Okay.
All right.
There's no excuse for it. That's
back
what I'm
to
saying.
Time machines.
Okay.
Isn't there a time machine that exists currently that solely exists because a group of scientists like know how to access that, and they know that if one day when they check on the machine that it's turned on, that means that time travel exists, because the agreement is that if you achieve time travel, come to this place and turn the machine on.
What the hell did she just say?
Oh my god.
Guys.
Eddie.
Damn, my brain.
Wait. Eddie. What the hell did she just say? Okay. Did you get that?
No.
I definitely understand every single word.
Yeah.
That was
it was definitely English.
Yeah, like all the words I understand. But what?
So, I forget if this is real or not, but I'm pretty sure it is real.
Can you tell us again what happened? What?
So, the logic is that there's a group of scientists who built a machine. And they're the only ones who know how to access it.
Mm-hmm.
And the agreement between them is that if okay. any of them achieve time travel or as a group or whatever, and one day when they check the machine, it's turned on.
Mm-hmm.
They know it's because someone turned it on after achieving time travel.
Diane, that's why I love you, okay? You are bringing this to a whole nother discussion. You've taken this to the next level.
How do
you
prove now, time travel?
You are now spinning my wheels like Looper.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Oh,
I listened twice to what she said and I understood every word, but I still have no idea. And that might just be I'm not smart enough to understand.
I think so.
But at the same time, it reminded me of some great time travel movies I've seen that are very different from the other time travel movies, right?
Looper,
of course. But I wouldn't even go to Looper. I would say… Have you seen Primer?
No.
It's a very low budget film about these guys that… Like these friends that somehow end up making a time machine in their like garage. Like sort of by accident. That's not what they intended, but it happens. And some of the way they handle time travel in this thing is they don't actually show things happening in the past or the future, but it's done in a very realistic way. So Primer, and there's another movie with Ethan Hawke that I saw that was very good about time travel. Predestination. Okay. You guys should really check out these two movies, Primer and Predestination. And
sound like they'd be living exclusively on the Sci-Fi Channel.
These are really good films. These are like critically acclaimed films. And Predestination is like it's like a secret society that handles like the issue of time travel. And it's very good. And Looper is actually one of my favorite movies.
I actually interned for that production studio that was…
When you were working at Hollywood movie studio.
Yeah, no, I'm serious.
Oh, I love Looper.
Yeah, I loved it.
If you guys haven't seen it, Looper is about like this organization of killers. But they're not really killers. What happens is in the future… like criminal families, like the mafia, will send back somebody that they want to off into the past. And these people called loopers will wait in the present time. So in the future, someone sends over the person to be killed. And as soon as he appears, you kill him, right? And the dilemma here is that one day, me from the future arrives, right?
Right.
And then the looper is like unable to kill him. And then this story happens.
Yeah.
But what's great about this story, spoiler alert. Can I? No.
It's not a great movie.
It's been a while since this movie came out.
It's like, it's one of those things where you almost have the right to spoil it.
Okay. I'm going to, spoiler alert. If you don't want to hear it, like skip like 30 seconds or something. But
probably more than that.
The great thing about this film is that it's not only a time travel movie or like a space sci-fi movie. It's also an origin story. It's also like a superhero, supervillain origin story. Which is… It's incredibly done. And this director made the Star Wars Last Jedi, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened there. Like, how do you go from looper to… Oh, he also made Knives Out.
I don't know that movie.
Which is like huge right now. So, yeah, he's a great filmmaker. And Looper was amazing.
I remember watching that film and I had the biggest crush on Emily Blunt at the time.
All right, dude.
Okay. She's married.
Not at the
and
time.
So are you.
Yo.
Well, not at the time.
Yo.
This is 10 years ago.
Not cool. That ain't it.
Dude.
Okay. This is not something I need to even mention, but you crushing on Emily Blunt, not cool.
10 years ago.
Oh, whatever.
Whatever, bro.
Not cool. Yeah. If I could go back in time though, would you do that like that thing where like you memorize like the lottery numbers from now and then you go back and you win the lottery. Would you do stuff like that? Would you exploit time travel for money?
Yes. No question.
as you are rocking a Stanford business hat.
I don't know how to do lottery. I don't know.
Diane, you sounded so smart.
I don't know
how to do lottery.
I genuinely… You know when people are like pick numbers?
Uh-huh.
What if you pick the same numbers as someone else?
Well, it depends what the time travel capability would be. If I can dial it back 30 minutes before whenever those like balls came up and it was like 113, then I would know it's 113 and then I would just time travel back 30 minutes and then pick the numbers 113.
You know, here's the thing, right? You know, like certain stories or movies, like people go back to the past. And then they, you know, remember the lottery number of a specific day or something. Or even in Back to the Future, like, you know, Biff, he goes back, he has that world almanac, the sports almanac.
Mm-hmm.
So he has all this sports stats. So he goes back and like does sports betting and, you know, wins a ton of money, right? But the thing is, okay, so let's say we go back in time. Okay, I remember when like, let's say I remember when Son Heung-min did that amazing ass goal, right? And I remember and I decide to bet. But for the life of me, I can't remember the exact moment that that happened or the game for some reason. It just remembered the goal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how would you remember all the details enough to do that, right?
Again, what I just said, it really depends on the capability of your time travel. If it's like you going back and you're still shitting in your Huggies and you're a baby, I imagine it'll be pretty hard to remember.
Dude, man, do you have to say shitting in your Huggies? Like,
I'm just trying to paint a picture of you're a baby.
If I have Huggies on, I'm a baby.
Exactly.
But like, can't you be nicer? Like, do you have to say I'm? Can't you say I'm pooping in my?
Yeah, you're Huggies? Right. That was a little harsh.
You have a thing against babies, man.
No.
just today in this one episode, you threw a baby out the window.
Yeah, to specify, it was a Hitler baby. So yes. Really and not a normal baby.
You had me shitting in my Huggies.
Yes. Okay. To paint the picture that you're 6 years old. Because that's when you still wore your diapers. No. You were six.
What?
Okay. So…
so about time travel.
Yes.
Yeah. What were we…
Yeah. Exploiting time travel. I know that's probably the smartest way to look at it. To see how you can be the most profitable. Mm-hmm. But when we talk about what would you do your life all over again at 5 years old and go a different path, I say no.
I would hate to go back to like even high school.
Yeah. I can't you even.
Know, I can't imagine that.
I can't sit through 7 classes a day and then come back to my mom saying, clean your room, study for the SAT. I can't go through those fights again, man.
Yeah, and I can't.
Can't. Get back into Kumon, tearing those sheets off, and then timing myself at how fast I'm doing these equations. Like that is a life I never want to live again.
Yeah, I can't go back to like when I was like in high school, and then like I just wanted to get some sleep because it's probably important for my health. And then they bring a bucket of like ice water and have me put my feet in it so that I can stay up longer to study. And like as if that's the most important, only important thing in my life, as my health just dwindles down to like, you know, ungodly levels, just so that I can like get perfect scores. I don't want to experience that ever again.
Would you ever just go, like, if you could time travel, would you just fuck with someone and be like, look at this, and like hand them an iPhone? And then like run away, be like, no. Blah, blah, blah.
I don't know if I would I would use the most amazing technology in the entire universe to go back to another time just to prank someone.
Yeah, because
Diane.
Because Diane, you know, just
I don't know.
A few minutes
just
later.
To fuck with someone. Yeah. I don't think I would.
Because after that happens, you know, you've actually played yourself. Yeah. Just a few hours later, you're in a completely white room with a bunch of FBI agents looking at you saying, where the hell did you get this technology? And they're just beating the shit out of you with these bamboo sticks saying, then, speak to us. Where
FBI
did you get this?
Bamboo?
And then, well, this is an alternate universe, I'm assuming.
Oh, so. No, it's the CIA.
The CIA with bamboo sticks?
I don't know. They're beating you with something.
Just hitting you over the like shins. Yeah. With their bamboo sticks.
And pandas guns.
Explain to me this slide to unlock feature.
Yeah.
What is this Angry
like,
Birds on here?
Where'd you get this? Why are there 3 eyes on your phone?
Yeah.
And like what the hell… What planet are you from?
I mean, think about it. If you were like this to take a photo of them… They would probably all like brace themselves thinking something would come out of it.
Yeah. Imagine like… That's a good point then. Right? Let's say that I did want to fuck with people. Right?
Yeah.
But… I had this incredible, amazing, unbelievable technology at my disposal. Time travel.
Uh-huh.
And I decided to use it just to fuck with people.
Well,
right?
You can't because they didn't have cell towers.
Let's say I go back to like biblical times. Okay? I go back to biblical times. This in no way is anything to do with my beliefs or anyone else's beliefs. I'm just saying, in this situation…
Disclaimer.
Let's say I go back to biblical times, right? And Jesus is there, okay? And he's doing something miraculous. And people are like, yeah, right? And I'm on the other side. And I have an iPad with me. And then I'm like, look at this!
Oh, I thought you'd take a video and post it on Snapchat.
I'm like, look at this! Would people think that I'm pretty amazing as well? They would, right? And Jesus would be like, dude, this guy ruined my moment.
You know, I'm painting that picture in my head. And you say, look at this. You show it. What kind of casing you got on that iPad? Because I imagine you'll get mobbed. You'll drop
it. Yeah, I will get mobbed. Actually, they will think that I'm holding some kind of weapon. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Or let's say, I'm back in biblical times. Moses, okay, comes down from the mountain with his 10 commandments. He's about to like… He's coming down with these tablets, right? And I'm like in the crowd. And just as he's about to lift one of the stone tablets into the sky… I bust out my iPad Pro and I'm like, look at this! Right?
You'd have to make sure it's fully charged before you travel.
Yeah, no,
you
but
won't be able to definitely. Charge
it will be
there.
Fully charged.
Okay.
And will at that moment, will people look at me instead of Moses? Will I steal his lightning?
They'd be like, why is this
you
Asian
will,
guy?
You will literally
in
steal
the Middle
his
East?
Lightning by getting struck down by God.
Actually, they would kill me because they have never seen an Asian.
I like, you know, yeah. It'd be, you know it would be funnier if they were more wilded out by like your denim.
That's true.
They're like, fuck whatever like paper you're holding. What are you wearing, bro?
That is true. That is true.
What I mean, are these even, laces?
Dude, even just like what, 15 years ago when you were rapping, people were like, why are you just talking fast?
That is true.
You know, that to go back to biblical times, that is quite some time, dude.
Now that I think about it, the only person that wouldn't judge you and stone you to death because you have some like future tech is probably Tesla, right? Like if I went back in time and I showed Edison my phone, like my iPhone 11 Pro,
mm-hmm.
he'll be like, he'll call the feds. Like he'll call the CIA or the NSA, right? And they'll take me away and like bamboo me yeah. to that. But Tesla, I feel like he'll look at it and he'll be like, that is exactly what I imagined. Like, come with me. Be quiet. Come with me. And I'm like, where are we going? And Tesla is like, just come with me. I come back to my lab and we will look at this together. But you need to be safe because if people find out you have this amazing technology, they're going to, you know, try to steal it from you. I'm like, okay, I trust you. And he's like… On the way, he's like telling me about his theories about like flying saucers and like, you know, like alternate universes. Mm-hmm. You know, he gets it.
Right.
Right. Tesla was like
sure.
different. Right. So he gets it. He takes me back to his lab, closes the door, locks the door. And I'm like, oh, this is crazy. This, your lab is amazing. And I'm looking around and he hits me over the head with a hammer and kills me.
That's kind of like Rick and Morty.
Yeah. And I don't know. That's probably what he will do.
Yeah, he would definitely bring you in.
He would
make
lure
you feel
me,
safe.
Yeah, lure me back to his like dungeon yeah. of science.
Right.
And then kill me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just best not to fuck with the past.
Yeah.
But do you think time travel is able to happen, is it that you're traveling on a singular line of time.
Linear, where,
you know, if you go back to a certain point, it affects like a domino effect. Or is it that time traveling and, you know, it just
creates
like
another.
Every choice you make is just it's not that you're going back. You're just creating a different branch.
So you're saying,
in time.
What you're saying is, do you believe in the Back to the Future time travel or the end game? Time travel. Because that's what happens in Endgame.
It's an alternative universe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what they describe it just like this, yeah. right? They're like… So there's like this linear time. And if you go to a certain time and you change it… Like it branches off into an alternate universe. Right? And the linear time just keeps going. And then one of the characters… Like it was like Don Cheadle. He's like… Wait. Or the Ant-Man. He was like… Wait. So Back to the Future was bullshit? Right?
Yeah, yeah.
But that's literally how they talk about time travel, right?
Yeah, but the thing is, that's the case.
She hasn't seen it.
No, I saw Endgame. I didn't know what was going on.
Oh, okay.
But like, the thing with that way of thinking about time travel and stuff, wouldn't you have a complex though where it's like, yeah, in this universe, it looks and, you know, is technically like my wife. But because it's technically a different universe, wouldn't a part of you think like, that's not really my wife?
Okay, so you're saying, doesn't it scare you that there might be alternate universes because of this?
Yeah, so you know what I'm talking about? It's just like,
yo.
If they were okay with living in this alternative universe from the one that they were living in. And so they were saying like, okay, like it's fine because it's still your kids and stuff like that. But technically, is it or is it not?
I will say this though. I will say this. A few years back, right? I don't know if this is what you're trying to say, Diane. But a few years back, okay, so… I don't really want to talk about like politics or anything, right? But the way the world was going a few years ago, I really woke up one day and thought maybe like something happened. Maybe I injured my head or something, or like I fell somewhere and I had slipped into an alternate universe because I couldn't believe some of the things that were happening, like logically, right? And because of that, I literally actually thought to myself for a while, did I one day somehow slip into an alternate universe where a majority of the things that were in my universe are the same? Like, for example, my family and my friends, and I'm still a rapper and I'm still in a group called Epic High, and all these things happened, but tiny things changed, right? Like the president, or like, you know, like just some of the things happening in the world, right? And yeah, like I thought that. I actually thought that, like, for a couple of days I was like, did I slip into an alternate universe and I just don't know? And there's no way to find out, right? There's really no way. If you one day just slipped into, like, at one moment slipped into an alternate universe. And there's that other thing, you know, like, so this isn't specifically like related to, well, it's not necessarily related to time travel, but you know, like Elon Musk's like whole, like when he was talking about like the simulation thing, have you seen any of this?
I might have heard of it.
Well, it's not Elon Musk's theory, but it's like the simulation theory is that, like, so in the future, we got so advanced, right? Like human beings got so advanced that we were able to create virtual reality to the point, like the Matrix, right?
Mm-hmm.
Virtual reality to the point where it's so real that it's impossible to differentiate from like what's reality and not, right? And that we created a simulation to live in, and that simulation is the world that we're living in right now.
Mm-hmm.
So all of us are in a simulation as opposed to an actual thing, right? And like people like Elon Musk are saying, you know, it's a logical thing that can happen, right? Because human beings right now are like, look at the world right now, right? We're trying to make things seem as real as possible. And if you look at like video games, like even 5-6 years ago or 10 years ago, not very real, right? But now it's getting to the point where like it's sometimes even better than reality. And virtual reality, and even like, have you seen some of these like Pixar films these days? Like, honestly, I can't even say they're cartoons anymore, because they're getting so real, because the technology is getting so good, and the artists are getting so good with their skills, right? And so the theory is that, like, if we continue down this path, we'll come to a certain point where artificial reality is going to be some, maybe even better than reality, right? Where we can't tell the difference. And if that happened, maybe that happened and we are in that simulation, is what he's saying. And that got me to think about like the movie Inception.
Yeah.
The movie Inception is sort of like this as well, where like, you know, they couldn't figure out if they were in a dream or not. And the only way to find out is to take that ultimate test, which is to jump. And it can have, you know, dangerous results, right? Anyways, yeah. That's some of the… I think it's related to like alternate universes and stuff. Because if we were living in a simulation, this would be an alternate universe to whatever is really out there. I don't believe it.
Yeah.
I don't want to believe it. I don't ever want to believe that my loved ones are, you know, artificially created. But, you know, some people do.
Yeah.
I can totally tell, Eddie, that you…
Dude, this
that
is
I
like,
lost you at hello.
This is a draining conversation. I'm like in my head.
You're such a jock.
I'm listening, but it's like
Eddie's gonna quit
I'm
today.
Thinking in circles, man.
He's like, I think, man, I used to just kick a soccer ball. That was great,
dude.
You put it in the goal.
But my question is like, we can think about all of this, but
does it matter?
Still begs the question. So what?
That's actually Eddie. Good point.
You know, it's like…
That's actually where I wanted to bring it to.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. You know how at the onset of this episode, I said it's a human need to daydream about time travel.
There we go. This is the tableau.
Because we want to, we all want to fix our mistakes, and we all want to protect ourselves from the unknown, right? And that's why we daydream about time travel, and that's why we are, we love novels and stories and films and songs that take us to a different time, right? Because it helps us cope with the present. But at the end of the day, what did you say? Who cares?
So what?
Yeah. At the end of the day, so what, right? Because the fact is we are living only in the present.
Right.
And the past doesn't exist. It truly does not exist.
That's right.
Yeah. It only exists as memory. And the future doesn't exist. There is no such thing as past and future. There's only the present. And then there are memories.
Yep.
Right? Or nightmares or fears or daydreams. So what's actual is only this moment. And that's why we have to live in the moment, right?
Yeah.
That's I think what we can get out of, you know, this whole thing about time travel. Yeah.
The reality is I'm eating a Filet-O-Fish from McDonald's.
Yeah.
In the present. And yes, I could be some sort of simulation. But the thing is I'm tasting this Filet-O-Fish. Okay, maybe in another world.
Yes.
I'm eating a lobster.
I like how Eddie's like, yeah, that's what I meant.
That's not what I meant, but I think you're sort of getting it.
So, okay. Hey, so what, baby?
Let me conclude this essay, okay? What I'm trying to say is, a lot of people today actually are time traveling. We are living in a perpetual state of time travel where instead of living in the present, we are dwelling on the past, not able to get out of our past mistakes and scars. And also, a lot of us, some of us, are so focused on the future that we forget to look around where we are, right? And that means that we literally are in a state of time travel because you're living everywhere but now, right? And knowing that, I think we need to focus a little more on the now. And time travel and alternate universes, our fascination with it, if there's one thing that it can teach us or that it needs to teach us is how important now is. Ironically enough, right?
Yeah. Dude, you said that beautifully. And that's why I'm going to look right in this camera and I'm going to say, Brittany, I love you. You my bae. Rocky, I'll be home soon. We going to be on the couch cuddling and watching cartoons, dude. Very soon. Let's live in the present. I love you.
That's the future. That's the future.
Come on, brother.
That is the future,
but,
dude.
What in the future that's going to happen. But when we're together, I'm going to live
now,
in the present.
But you said it
now.
Yeah,
I said it now.
But here's the thing. If you go back to LA and you get to your house and they're not there, you're going to start thinking about whether or not you slipped into an alternate universe, dude. Call me if that happens.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
All right.
He's like, so what? Bye, guys. Live in the present.